Pop star Keri Hilson suggests 5G linked to coronavirus. By BenQ on March 16, 2020. Pop star Keri Hilson has claimed that the rollout of China's new 5G network is causing toxic levels of radiation that are a driving factor behind the coronavirus outbreak. Posting on Twitter, Hilson suggested that 5G releases radiation that could damage the brain as a reason for people to turn off the 5G capabilities on their phone. People have been trying to warn us about 5G for years. Petitions, organizations, studies, what we're going through. Sick, is the effects, sick, of radiation. 5G launched in China. November 1, 2019, the singer said. People drop dead. See attached and go to my IG stories for more. Turn off 5G by disabling LTE. One of the most notable warnings cited by Hilson was by Microsoft founder Bill Gates, who correctly predicted in an interview for the eerily timed Netflix series Pandemic that China could be the source of the next worldwide pandemic. If a disease comes along that we haven't seen before, typically it would take 4 or 5 years to come up with a vaccine against that disease. And new technologies might shorten those times, Gates was quoted as saying. When a pandemic comes along of any size, we always look back and wish we invested more. In their policy outline for 5G infrastructure, meaning fifth-generation connectivity, the State Department notes that such technology brings incredible promise, but also significant risk. However, the main risk is described as China's ambitions to install 5G infrastructure through its state-run telecommunications company Huawei rather than potential health risks. The United States advocates for a vibrant digital economy worldwide that benefits from the promise of fifth-generation, 5G, networks. 5G is transformative and will touch every aspect of our lives, including critical infrastructure. The stakes could not be higher. The telecom company Huawei wants to install its 5G equipment in networks worldwide. Since many are uneasy about the company, Huawei is aggressively spreading misleading and false information about its technical capabilities, ownership, and legal obligations to the People's Republic of China, PRC, and Chinese Communist Party, CCP. Huawei cannot be trusted to tell the truth or protect the interests of others, and it should not be trusted with the vital security of 5G networks. It is not the first time that Hilson has made contentious claims through social media. In 2015, she sparked anger after suggesting that people should be grateful to Rachel Dolezal, the former president of the Spokane, Washington, chapter of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP, despite her parents revealing she had fraudulently claimed African-American heritage and was in fact of European descent. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.